Hello, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are going in depth with a very deep movie today. So sit back, hang on. This is going to be an adventure. Not in the typical way that you might expect, but I ask that you stick along with me throughout this entire review because some parts of this are difficult, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is based on history. Hopefully, you might be getting a few hints if you are listening to the audio part. If you are on our YouTube channel, you know that we are talking about Nuremberg. It's a movie that came out actually a couple weeks ago, but I finally just got around to seeing it last night. I know, shame on me. But this story is about the Nuremberg trials that went on to try some of the worst people that were involved with the Holocaust. And mind you, this is after Hitler's death and stuff like that. So don't worry, no spoilers. You don't mean no spoilers ever. But this really goes deep into it from a different angle than you might expect. I want to bring that up because I want to bring up a name that probably many of you have never heard before, the name Douglas Kelly. I had never heard of the name before, and he was actually, before I get into that a whole lot, I want to kind of just go in a little bit of a different direction here. That's one thing about this, is I never script these. I take my notes and stuff during the movie and then just kind of go from there. I sit in front of the camera and hit record and then just kind of go, oh, crap, sometimes. But I do think it's important to talk about a little bit. I am giving this movie a guilty rating just because if you're familiar with what happened during the Holocaust, you'll understand why this is getting a guilty rating. The movie is rated PG-13, though there is nothing, like, I would say bad in the movie, and by any means, it's history. History is not supposed to be pretty. History is not supposed to make you feel good. There are things in history that might make you feel good, but in general, history is not supposed to make you feel good. History is history because it happened, and it's there for us to learn from. And when this movie was made, shortly after, during the same time frame, that there was a National Geographic special about Nuremberg, and it went on to showcase that during the Nuremberg trials, a lot of people today would not realize, and a lot of people didn't know, that all of the entire trial was recorded on LPs, like the big records. And they came across a vault of all of these audio recordings, and they digitized them all. And so the National Geographic special goes into a little bit more of that. None of that is covered in the movie. So that's nothing that's actually in the movie at all. It's just kind of an important little tidbit of actual history for you. So if you want to maybe watch that before or after this, I actually do recommend it. You can find it on YouTube. It's just the Nuremberg National Geographic special thing. And it's just, I can't say it's great to watch. I mean, it's amazing, but not in the way you might think. And that's another direction I'm going to kind of go with this a little bit here is when I was done watching this, I was breathless. I was speechless. There were times in this movie I found myself holding my breath because I was afraid to breathe. I mean, the story itself is a little bit slow. And for kind of a rare occasion, one of my posse members, my husband, went actually with me to see this. He's a huge history fan and loves history and actual happenings and everything. And so it was interesting watching the movie and then watching the Nat Geo thing on YouTube because they got so many things right in the movie. There's so many times historical movies just go off in a whole different direction. And this one, thankfully, did not do that. I mean, it took a little bit of creative license, which I would, of course, expect. But this one just, it hits deep on a different level. Now, I will say my personal score is different than what the Movie Deputy score is. And I normally don't really kind of look at scores in two different ways like that, but there was just enough in here that I had to kind of separate this out a little bit into, okay, what did I personally think of this movie based on kind of still the Movie Deputy scale and then just going just on the content of the movie and the story and how it's told, etc. I did end up with a different final score. So I'm going to let you know right now that my personal score that I would have given this, still staying on the deputy scale, but I wasn't weighing everything deputy-wise, but on just a personal level, I was going to give this an 8.5. So it is incredibly powerful. It is incredibly emotional. It is, and There is footage in this movie. There is footage of actual stuff that was going on during the Holocaust, the actual atrocities that were happening. And I will say this, if you watch this, don't you dare look away. This actually happened. This is not Hollywood being dramatic. This is history. So when it gets to those scenes that are hard to watch and you want to turn away and you want to just ignore what's going on, do not turn away. Now, you may think I'm being dramatic, and maybe I am, but there are movies that come along once in a while, and this is one of them that just carries so much to what it is and takes you along as it's uncomfortable and just puts your stomach in knots. And it's raw. And when a movie does that, and it's talking about something that actually happened, and then it's showing you footage of what actually happened, you can't look away. You shouldn't even want to look away. Oh, okay. Having a heart and knowing what happened to these people, you want to look away. But this is history. So the only way that we can avoid repeating history again is by learning about it and passing it on. Like I said, it's not supposed to make us feel good. It's not supposed to just make us all feel warm and fuzzy inside. That's not history. And yes, I get a little passionate about stuff like this, especially things that have to do with history for obvious reasons. But like I said, I told you what my personal score was. I am going to get to the deputy score that I ended up with on this. I do want to get into the trailer. I know this one's going to be a little bit longer because of just the fact I'm talking about history so much with this, but so as such as it is. But let's jump over to the trailer, and then I will show you the podcast image as well, and we'll talk some more about the movie.
Justice Jackson?
They captured Hermann Göring alive.
What are they going to do with him?
You are standing inside a secret military prison. It houses what's left of the Nazi high command.
See? Hey!
Never do that in my prison again.
The governments of Russia, France, Great Britain, and our United States will put these men on trial for their lives.
It can't be done. There's no international law to base the charges on.
The world needs to know what these men did.
And this had never happened before. There had never been an international tribunal for war crimes. Not before this, that it had never happened. And so they were setting an entirely new precedent for this. This was the first time it was done. And they mentioned that this is a justice. He was actually a Supreme Court justice at the time in the running for Chief Justice. But for his participation in this kind of changed things a little bit. Don't worry, no spoilers. You know me, no spoilers.
Dr. Kelly, Central Command thinks you're some kind of hotshot head shrinker. You will inspect and ensure the prisoner's mental health. The one you'll have to watch the closest is Göring.
He was appointed Hitler's successor in 1939 and is the highest ranking German military officer of all time.
He's highly intelligent,
charming, and a narcissist.
I am going to escape the hangman's noose.
Can you assure yourself?
No man has ever beaten me.
You want to know why it happened here? Because people let it happen.
Anything less than total victory will be considered utter defeat. You have to be flawless.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on the stand, and I'm going to make him tell the world what he did.
This is one of those things, like they said, anything short of total victory is an utter defeat. Because, like I said, this isn't just Hollywood being dramatic. This was people's lives. These were people responsible for the murder of 6 million people. I'm not being dramatic with that. If you don't know or are not familiar with the Holocaust, there's so much more to it than what you might think you know, unless you're a historian, and then, of course, you obviously know. But what we see now and what we see then, and what people that were around back then that might still be around today, they lived this. And there's content creators online that have family members that were survivors of the Holocaust. And we're going to get to a point where there's not going to be any more survivors anymore. we're in that generation that just, these stories are, the only way that they're going to be told is by being retold through stories like this and through memories, through photos, through, there's Holocaust museums. I think there's 13 of them around the globe. My husband and I visited one in Dearborn, Michigan a couple years back, and it is so powerful. I highly recommend if you're ever in an area that has one of these Holocaust museums, go check it out. They're not there to be dramatic. They're there to teach. They're not supposed to be inspirational. Like I said, make you feel good. They're there to shine a light on a part of history that has been kept in the shadows for far too long.
Are you going to defend yourself?
What would you have me say?
About the truth, for once.
I am a prisoner because you won and we lost.
Not because you are morally superior.
I know more about this man than anyone else on the planet. You're walking into a trap.
We are able to do away with domestic tyranny only when we make all men answerable to the law.
So that it can never happen again.
As you can see, this movie opened back on November 7th. Sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. Showing emotion is not a sign of weakness. And yeah, I always promise you're going to get the real me with this, good, bad, and ugly, so. But there's so much that happens here, and Rami Malek, I just mispronounced that, he plays the psychiatrist, and he's the one who plays Douglas Kelly, and he's a psychiatrist who is brought in to try to understand Garrett Kerr, and he gets so deep into this and the people who he meets and the stories that are told here. Like I said, I partially was taken aback by the story itself, but then, like I said, watching that other thing on YouTube just really was like, they got so much right. Like I said, they embellished a little bit in some parts, but it's Hollywood. But it doesn't take away from the story at all with what they did. It's absolutely spectacular in so many ways. Are there some errors? Yes. Are there some historical errors? Yeah, there are. And for that, it's like, you know me with Movie Deputy. Surprisingly, there's even a few feel-good moments in all of this. It's like, how can you imagine that there would be any of that in a story such as this? And then there's like a side story that you find, if you follow along and you're paying attention, there's a side story to this that just takes your breath away. So if you have a chance, please go see this in the theaters. If not, when it comes out on instant video or Blu-ray, however you would like to do it, please experience this movie. This one is just, it's one that demands attention. It's not going to be for everybody. This type of movie is going to maybe be too much for somebody, too much for probably many people, but this is one that needs to be experienced. You know, so I'm saying, I'm not just saying it needs to be watched. This isn't a movie you watch. This is a movie that you experience through and through. Now, score-wise, you're probably wondering where I'm at. Like I said, personally, I'm at an 8.5. But considering some of the content, considering some of the raw footage from the Holocaust, and don't worry, it's no spoiler here, but they were mentioning a number around 1,200 concentration camps. We know Auschwitz, we know Dachau, we know some of the big names like that, but there were so many others that I didn't even know about. No, I'm not dancing around the score, I'm getting to it, but score-wise, I did come in at Nuremberg. It came in at a 7.75 out of 10. Like I said, there are some errors. They're not distracting enough to take you away from the story, but they're just enough that it's like, okay, they could have caught that, they could have done that. But it doesn't take away from the story. Like I said, this is one that needs to be experienced. take your tissues, breathe deep. It's hard. This is a hard watch. And that's why I'm glad I can do things like this. There were just a couple other people in the theater with us tonight when we went downtown to see this. And I don't know if they completely captured the gravity of what this story was portraying, of the people that it was portraying, of the stories that it was portraying, of telling. So I highly recommend this, as you could probably tell. I do want to share the podcast image with you. Let me take the poster image down, or let me bring that back up. So you kind of see that the poster image, there's the pictures at the top and just some other information on there. And I'll show you what I did to the podcast image here. I just kind of rearranged things a little bit. So nothing too drastically, but I wanted to keep it true to the form. There are parts in this that will make you uncomfortable. There are parts that are going to make you want to turn away. There are parts that you are going to want to shut this off, but don't. Do not shut this off. Do not turn away. Experience this and share it. Who knows? Maybe you'll just want to share the podcast here because maybe somebody that you're trying to talk into seeing this movie just needs to maybe hear a little bit more about it, of course, with no spoilers. So I hope this has helped you a little bit. Please like, subscribe, and share. I love bringing these movies to you. I love just about everything with Movie Deputy. There's some of the stuff is hectic behind the scenes, but the perils of owning your own company. So, but as always, I will be back tomorrow with another new movie for you. And take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.